prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Thank you so much for all that are joining us this evening on October 31st of 2023 on Halloween. I will be your guest host this evening as Pastor Butch is taking a much-needed break. And my name is Deborah Tavares. I am with StopTheCrime.net. I run a total of three sites. Again, the main site is StopTheCrime.net, where I would urge all of you to sign up and get our email blasts. I will be covering a number of email blasts this evening on the show, a critical information that I hope that you all will download, print, and spread and share. Also, I run primarywater.org. It is the information necessary to teach all of your children and for those of you that are unaware, we're not running out of water. Water is renewable. It's created new moment to moment. We're the earth, we're the water planet, and the water is created down below the mantle by the process of hydrogen and oxygen turning to vapor and forcing up through springs. I will say to you now, find where your nearest springs are to your homes. That would be some information and a very important solution that you will need going forward as resources are continuing to be withdrawn from our availability. So find the springs. Also, download the book New Water for a Thirsty World from primarywater.org and keep it on your bookcase to understand the truth about water. That book was burned up in the 60s when that was printed by the water barons. They did not want you to know that water is a renewable. We're going to get into a little bit more of water in a bit. I also run ToxicSky.org. I have an extremely important film that I would recommend all of you watch. Have a movie night. It's called Unconventional Gray. Michael Murphy produced this film, and he was murdered. This film was never to have been released. And for the tribute to Michael and what he has told the world, please watch Unconventional Gray to the very, very end. Many people that he interviews in that movie, you will know. Many have already passed away, but you will know many. So I would urge all of you to spend some time on ToxicSky.org and certainly watch that film, Unconventional Gray. So as I said, today is Halloween. It is October 31st of 2023, and Southern California is on fire. We were facing red flag fire warnings through this past weekend, and many people that I know, because of the PTSD of all the fires that we've endured over the last few years, in particular, the one in 2017, October actually the 9th of 2017, when over 5,000 homes burned here in Sonoma County. And very typical to what you've heard in other fires, such as the Paradise Fire, certainly the most recent fire in Lahaina. There was no water. There were no warnings. All communications were shut down, and roads were difficult to see, and there was no one there. All the firefighters, all the police, and all the sheriffs were standing down that night that Fountain Grove, a very wealthy community on a hillside, was burned to the ground. The only reason that there were not more deaths than there were at least upwards of 20 people that died, burned alive, but the reason there were not more deaths is because neighbors were pounding on neighbors' doors, and therefore the evacuation and the loss of over 5,000 homes, not only on the mountain of Fountain Grove, but it jumped the freeway, it burned a hotel, and burned another bedroom community. And we've lived through the horror and the pain and the suffering of what those fires are. And we are victims of a multi-model of attack, including flares from black helicopters, orbital lasers, particle beams from satellites of all sizes, ground-set arsonists as well, and looters that are brought in on these attacks that we're facing. Your smart meters are involved in the arson fires as well, because when they're pulsed, they can actually explode and cause your house to burn down as well. So, of course, we're seeing massive relocated populations, asset stripping, trauma and fear and blood shock, people's lives, separation of families and friends and neighborhoods, living in battles with insurance claims, and more. This is mass murder, and these are all frequency attacks. So be thinking of the people in Southern California and actually all over the world that are facing multiple attacks as we speak. Right now, the fire in Southern California is in Riverside County. The name of the fire is the Highland Fire, and it has burned over 2,200 acres in 2 days with 0% containment. Three firefighters have lost their lives. Over 40 homes so far have burned to the ground, and hundreds of people have been evacuated. This is the result of the control of energy. And who are the controllers? The ones that are creating genocide and using weather weapons to absolutely destroy our communities, flood us out, burn us out, tornado us out. And certainly what we saw in Acapulco with that tropical storm that was coming in, no one knew that in a few hours they would ratchet it up to a Category 5. Destroyed Acapulco. If you have not heard, there's been massive media blackout on this. This is why I'm telling you about the fires in Southern California, because you may not hear about that. What we are seeing now is media blackouts on events that are being created, and we're all the victims of. So I was on with Dr. Stan Monteith for many years before he passed away in 2014. Many of you may recall Dr. Stan hosted Radio Liberty from Santa Cruz in Southern California, or I should say just south of San Francisco, actually. This is how he always opened up his show. And I'm bringing this in because certainly all of us stand on the shoulders of many before us. And this is what he would always say, quote, "I'm bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of civilization, it will be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring." And Dr. Stan said that at the opening of every show. And I am very, very privileged and humbled to be your host today on the call to decision, a very important call to decision we must all continue to make in the face of what we face. I'm going to be covering a number of topics this evening on the show, and not in this particular order, but I want to certainly go over the patents that I have blasted out from StopTheCrime.net and the methodologies and ways in which our military and the scientific community has schemed for decades and decades to control our minds. There are patents, and I'm sad to say that the success of controlling our minds has been largely accomplished, and we'll go over that. I'm also going to be talking about scalar waves. Many of you may have been hearing about the Iron Dome that is over Israel. Well, Israel is not the only country that has the ability to create an Iron Dome. I remember when I kept hearing that on the radio, I was thinking, what is an Iron Dome? Well, you're going to find out tonight, because I'm going to tell you about the use of scalar waves and what is happening in Israel and what other countries are capable of doing with the use of frequencies. Unbelievable. We're also going to talk about, in fact, I will talk about this right now. I have found the animal depopulation instructions, the killing of all of our pets and wild free-ranging animals, all animals, aquatic animals, doesn't matter what animals, all animals. This the instructions include how to kill them humanely, and there are a variety of ways they say to kill. They're using bioweapons, of course, diseases, weather events. Weather events is a problem for the survivability of animals because we're having a hard time surviving in the man-made created control of all energy that is destroying our communities. It's killing the animals, too. And this is also an animal depopulation event. Certainly, we know that there's been a tremendous amount of lack of water. Many farmers have had to cull their herds because they're told there's a lack of water, and they have not found out about primary water. So for all of you that are listening, please spread the word about primary water far and wide. We're not running out of water. Sadly, the well drillers, most are not apprised of primary water. They drill wells only to the upper aquifer. Those upper aquifers rely upon recharging from rain and snowmelt. And rain and snowmelt has been sold to us as our source of water. It is not. Rain and snowmelt is atmospheric toxic water that is the evaporation of primary water, which comes up from down below the mantle. Think of it as geysers that spray up endlessly, hot and cold springs. And I was certainly urging all of you to find out where your springs are located. And when we think about waterfalls that just continue to cascade from the tops of hills where there's not snow and it's not raining and it's not in a valley, and yet these waterfalls cascade endlessly, we are the water planet. This is, again, a reminder of why in 2011, NATO and the United States went in and bombed northern Libya and killed Muammar Gaddafi for many reasons. But they also destroyed the great man-made river project that cost billions and billions of dollars, that was money that was derived from the sale of their oil. And that profit was given back to the Libyan people, and it was destroyed. Even the well drilling equipment was blown up. They said it looked like missile launchers. Of course, well drilling equipment does not look like missile launchers. Having said that, we saw now two dams that were just blown in Libya. We know that they're using weather events. Atmospheric rivers is now a new name for the trouncing of sitting water over a certain area and absolutely flooding an area out. We've experienced those here. We've lost homes. We've had a breach of a wastewater treatment plant here, and raw sewerage cascaded out of this wastewater treatment plant, went down into a wetlands area and down into the Russian River, which flows along Bohemian Grove here in Northern California, and then went out into the Pacific Ocean. After it flooded out more than 2,500 homes along the Russian River, and highly, highly toxic, there was a brief mention in the newspaper about the fact that fecal material was part of the toxin that was certainly originally released, not because they wanted to release this. It flooded out the wastewater treatment plant, and that was a couple of years ago. So we're seeing our animals being destroyed from lack of water. They need, and we're being told, that our animals are creating too much flatulence and that their feces, their fecal material, is certainly washing into the groundwater supplies. They are not sustainable. And the transition from our animals is into robotics, just as we are being transitioned into something other than human. Our animals are being culled as well. And that's why you are seeing lots of little wind-up robotic little animals to slowly replace. Now, they're all programmed. They're not animals. They don't reciprocate in the love that our animals, our real animals, do. And they're killing the animals by many kinds of veterinarian treatments, certainly the RFID chips that are being injected into all of the animals that you try to rescue from the Humane Society. They're all chipped now. That's a site of receiving and transmitting. It causes massive illnesses to our animals, and certainly a lot of the flea treatments that we put on our animals also causes irreparable damage to them, as well as all the vaccinations that we're just giving our animals as well. So we can put that all on humans because certainly we're tracked and monitored. We all are full of heavy metals, and from the micro dust that has been accelerated through the aerosolized injections of micro dust, which is filtered into our lungs and has caused unbelievable damage intentionally, and this is all legal. Now, I refer to the NASA war document when I tell you this because we are all trackable and traceable, and there is absolutely nowhere to hide. And we're going to talk about why that is and what we now know with the use of scalar waves. And this is probably one of the most severe types of frequencies that I have come across to date. I will say this, and this is important, because certainly until it's a full world war, which it will soon be with the use of scalar waves, there are things that you can do to reduce your exposure to frequencies. And I've sent out many, many blast outs on what you can do to reduce the frequencies. You must consider doing that now. Certainly before the October 4th event, when the nation created this cell phone alert system, I'm hoping that all of you listening turned it off. If you have not turned off your alert system, it is recommended by many that you do that because these frequencies are heavily pulsed and they're going through your body and they're activating all the cell phone towers when they pummel through a national alert through all of the cell phone towers. That same day on October the 4th, you may not have been aware that they did the same test in Russia. And I can assure you that what is happening here in the United States in many ways is happening to the citizens in Russia and the citizens all over the world. The wars that we're seeing, of course, are funded by the international banking cartel. They're funding both sides. The idea that the United States is sending millions of dollars worth of war equipment, missiles, tanks, and the like, is ridiculous when the war is now being fought with frequencies. They're just trying to keep all of us in the dark about the new weapons technology that is being used, and that is our reality at this point. So think about all the people that are being pummeled with directed energy weapons. It's important to understand that all energy, all of it, we're all energy, everything is energy, and it's being controlled by other people. And keep in mind, too, that every single thing has a frequency, a specific frequency to each individual tree. Each tree has its own frequency, just like each of us has our own handprint or thumbprint. Everything is unique, and the frequencies can be calibrated to hit what the designated target is. And this is very important to understand. And this is where Scalar comes in. This is a certainly a Tesla creation. And going to get into that now, and then I'm going to get into some mind-altering patents about mind control that our military and our scientific community have been engaged in, and it is massively already saturated through our society, which is one reason why we're seeing these lone assassins and these gunmen. It is absolutely an unbelievable situation that we face. But getting into the directed energy weapons and scalar waves, again, I've blasted an article out about this. If you go to stopthecrime.net and you go to my Odyssey channel, I've recently done a number of programs on this, and I'm going to cover it in a lighter fashion today because there's so many things I do want to cover. So important to understand what are energy weapons and what are scalar weapons and what do scalar weapons do? And this is what I researched. I confirmed it with other experts in the energy field. And I'm going to read to you now what I discovered, because nothing in the air is safe with scalar weapons or anything on the ground, because any building can be penetrated and the inside contents destroyed from the narrow or wide crossed beams. In other words, they can spread the beams out or target with narrow beams, dependent upon what the attack mode is. And there is absolutely nowhere to hide. So scalar beams can be sent by aircraft or satellite, or even from our own government, which they are, because we are in a corporation. We don't have a government here in the United States. We're USA Inc. In fact, we're Earth Inc. And I think that's been a failure for many people to wrap their heads around and believe. That's a fundamental reality that I think everybody now must come to grips with, as sad and as treasonous as that is, such is our situation, all of us. So our government satellites, unidentified flying objects, and scalar waves are produced and they're used by Russia, Britain, Australia, and the United States. Those are the countries that have the scalar wave capacity. And these are optimal weapons for invading. These are a silent weapon system. So a little about this Tesla shield that was created back in 1920 by Tesla and is now being used by the military. And again, it is a number of waves that cross and intersect, and they mix other waves in there as well. And they can create a concentric shield that will produce multiple electronic pulsed energy and severe heating of anything which it enters. So there are codes that pilots can code in to literally be able to fly into it. Otherwise, if they're flying, their equipment is dudded out. They can't fly, and they are killed. Their energy in their spinal column, they die. They just die. They can't survive this type of energy system. So in the 1920s, we know that Tesla did create an energy weapon that was actually transmitted through the earth, and it caused a severe earthquake. Some of you may be familiar with that, but if you're not, this technology was stolen from Tesla's inventions, and now it's in the hands of people that are murdering and killing all of us on the planet. All our human family is under assault with this technology. It's important to understand that scalar beams and scalar waves can also be used for good. It is also possible, if they would have allowed it, for this to be used to improve our health. But instead, they're targeting, and they can explode with narrow, more intense cross beams and wider and more encompassing beams that can form large plasma shells outside something to be protected, and this is the Iron Dome. And this is acted like an electrifying force field shaped like a dome, which causes any and everything which enters it to have its technology dudded or inoperative, and it makes incoming aircraft pilots die by destroying their nervous system and or make an incoming missile or aircraft or tank blow up. This is the technology that is being used. It's just continue to create the idea that we need to send military personnel in to give their lives and use missiles and tanks and guns. So it's important to know that the multiple layers of this Tesla technology can be nested and made into different kinds of plasma, which ensure nothing could penetrate a protected target's ground, space, or airspace. We're talking ground also. You can't get in to the Iron Dome. And the Russians can make a Tesla shield up to 200 miles wide. And these are large, luminous plasma shields. And they've been witnessed by sailors over the oceans from time to time as various nations test their scalar weapons in secret. Because you didn't know about this. And I didn't know about this until I investigated and was wondering and curious, what was the Iron Dome? So we're going to talk a little bit about how we're experiencing the effects of scalar waves here in the United States and worldwide, and it is nothing short of deadly and horrific. So in the 20s, Tesla created bullets of plasma, which cross scalar beams and suck the energy out of the air. Now, I want you to imagine this. They're able to suck energy out of the air space in a cold explosion, causing it to freeze, or sending extreme heat into the airspace to burn as very powerful laser beams. These powerful beams can travel in right through the Earth and create an earthquake at the opposite. It's a straight longitudinal beam, and it'll shoot through the Earth, and it can create an earthquake, and it does. And again, it's directly shot through the Earth back in Tesla's days. But this is very important to understand, because when the energy is manufactured artificially, as it is, it can be made into different modes or pulse modes and energy extraction modes or explosion modes. I'm going to bring this home to you because some of this can sound very overwhelming. But again, I urge you to download this information that I'm going over right now. It was contained in an email blast. So understand, an explosion or extraction makes a sharp cooling, and all heated energy is extracted out of the air back into the transmitter. This can make everything and everyone frozen. Now, I want you to think back of what they did to Texas a couple of years ago. Look at that massive freeze event. Now, I hear a break coming up, so when we get on the other side, we're going to continue talking about the freezability capabilities of scalar waves, and we'll continue on with what they do with heat. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, welcome back. This again is Deborah Tavares, hosting for Pastor Butch today on A Call to Decision. I'm talking about scalar weapons systems and what is being done to all of us. This is all about the ability to transmit frequency, which again can be specifically targeted and beamed to hit specific targets. Okay, these are the capabilities that we're seeing. So prior to the break, I was talking about the capability of scalar waves to cause freezing events, which we saw in Texas. That was the use of scalar waves and other frequency technology as well, which can be blended in. And I also want to bring your attention, you can look this up, there was a marathon in China a couple of years ago, and midway through the marathon, over a dozen people, I think a couple dozen people, froze to death. And that was caused through scalar weapon systems. So we're talking about how the freezing preserves machines and buildings, but not people. If a burning energy is sent to the target, it has a nuclear-like detonation because energy emerges to a target, destroying the nucleus of the atoms. Multiple scalar waves and globes and frequencies can be blended together into one beam as well. And Tesla globes can be manipulated to be small or large in manifold kinds of energy frequencies and directed to a specific target, as I have been saying. Also, we know that the Vietnamese and the Soviets used this technology in the Vietnam War against American aircraft. Many plane crashes with inexplicable causes can be traced to the scalar wave systems being used on our aircraft. The Russians made portable bazookas were also used by the Serbs against the American helicopters during the Bosnia War. Did you know that? Well, now you do. The Soviets used scalar weapons against the Afghans during their war And one may wonder if scalar wave explains the current American helicopter crashes in Afghanistan and Iraq. And think about all of the recent downing of helicopters here over U.S. soil, toxic soil, as it well is, but many recent helicopter crashes as well. So scalar waves are used also for impenetrable communications inside an ordinary wave. So they can also take over communications. There truly is nowhere to hide, and there's no thoughts that can be discussed that now are not part of the technology to read our minds. And we'll go over that in a moment, but I wanted to remind all of you of the deadly heat dome in the United States. Now, I'm looking at an article dated June 30th of 2023. This is in the Nation World, and they talk about the deadly heat dome in the United States with dangerous temps, heavy wildfire smoke, and that all marched across our continent. You will all remember that. The treacherous 1-2 punch of heat and fire aggravated by the burning of oil and gas, again, all oil and gas related, of course, scorched a large swath of North America, killing at least 15 people in the United States, sickening countless others, closing schools and testing basic services that remain unprepared for the new perils of summer. New perils of summer now, of course, are microwave cooking events and scalar waves, so just keep that in mind. In the United States, a heat dome stretched from Texas to Florida and all the way up to the tip of Missouri, ratcheting up the heat index, a combination of temperatures and humidity, to above 110 degrees Fahrenheit in some places. And many of you may remember the historical heat in Death Valley. As I recall, that was like 135 degrees. I could be off a bit, but it was in that framework. So no immediate respite was in sight during that period of time, and temperatures were projected to climb 15 to 20 degrees above normal in much of the region. So what I want to make known here is that when you are told by your weather purveyors of false information on television that do not talk about weather weapons or the overhead aerosolized dust dumps, which people call geoengineering, we have to get our words better. Geoengineering is really, people are frowned upon the use of the word chemical trails, but they are chemical trails. But I like to think of them as overhead aerosolized dust dumps, because that's what they are. They're killing all of the plants, the animals, the bees, polluting our soil, poisoning all our streams, rivers, and creeks, and making cauldrons of toxic water in reservoirs that's then served up as your drinking water into your homes if you're not on a well. So having said that, this again is a heat dome. This is scalar technology being used on us here in the United States, and we need to understand what we do face. And I'm just hoping that we've got some very, very smart people, and I think so, because they created this, Tesla did, and just maybe we can throw a few sticks in the spokes of this deadly, genocidal types of attacks that we're all experiencing. So that's a little bit about the Tesla waves that are called scalar waves, and scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, scalar waves. So again, you can look that up on stopthecrime.net. Again, I wish you would. I also want to talk about the Lily Wave and the psychotronic warfare, the 5G battlefield, and the integration platform for mass mind control. I pumped this out. This is also another email blast. I'll go through a little bit of it with you right now. But it is psychological and biological attacks on all of the populations worldwide. This is modern warfare strategy against the populations by the Bilderberg Steering Committee, mind-controlled, broadcasted in homes, walls, through your AC and DC outlets. This is called dirty electricity. Now, for those of you that did not sign up on my email blast out, you missed out on the blast out that I did about frequency warfare just prior to October 4th event when all of your phones were tested. I hope that they were all turned off, and you might consider not being a victim of pulsed energy when it's sent to you from your phones, because I can tell you this much. In the majority of events that we've faced, such as fires and floods, there is no alert system in place. In fact, that is missing in all cases where there are no capabilities to get your cell phone signals. So why should you have alerts if they're not sending alerts to you when you're potentially in a situation? But remember, we're in a frequency warfare with advanced technology and capabilities to remotely control and take over our abilities to resist becoming raging, out-of-control assassins, which we're seeing, and able to commit all forms of hate and cruelty. We must do all we can to reduce the increasing effects of wireless frequencies. So I urge you all to go to StopTheCrime.net and listen to the recent broadcasts on the Odyssey channel about many suggestions on how to reduce your frequency exposure to these wireless frequencies, because they are creating mindless folks that are void of ethics, morals, and concerns for life itself. And we're seeing that throughout this country and the world. So we must try always to live in right conduct as we move into a captured society of mindlessness. I also want to point out the wrong use of vocabulary. We really do have to amp up our vocabulary and not allow the controllers to put the words into our mouth so that it doesn't sound as it is, because many of you know that there are many people out there that have EMF sensitivities, and they call it EMF sensitivities. It's a known ailment, but let's look at it a different way. We must change our vocabulary. We must not use sensitive. Think of it this way. If you were stabbed multiple times with a knife used as a weapon, you would not be sensitive to this weapon. You are being intentionally pulsed and stabbed with frequencies. They are weapons. Our bodies are being degraded by frequency warfare, targeting all of us. We are not sensitive. We're being murdered. So please remember that. Use a new language. We are in a reality that is void of the truth, and we must use the vocabulary that fits to the reality that we live in. So I wanted to go over some patents and also some suggestions. I just posted a radio show on StopTheCrime.net. So if you go to the Odyssey channel, look for Scalar Warfare Patents and What Can We Do? And I had Dr. Jack on as my guest, and you are going to hear some unbelievable things that you can do that Dr. Jack suggested. Now, Dr. Jack was a very, very good friend of Dr. Stan Monteith, known him for many, many years, and I'm privileged to have reinitiated my acquaintance with him and bringing him on to share with us some of the methodologies that we must implement and know about in order to assure a longer period of time of our survival. So we need to know, too, about many of the patents that have been used on us. But I want to go into this first, because this has been posted on my website for a very, very long time. And when I had my radio show on the Rents Radio Network, I discussed this ad nauseum. I'm bringing it back to the conversation now because it is called COM, COM-12 Briefing, COM-12 Briefing, Mind Control Operations, Aquarius Group Activities. And this is a breakdown of what this document contains. This was given to me by a whistleblower, and it was only distributed to maybe a dozen or so people originally. There were various typos in these documents so that whomever released it, they would know which person released it because they knew the typos. So when everybody died, here we go, and we have it now. So it's a planned chemical sedation of the population by radio wave frequencies for mass mind control. So on page one, it talked about electromagnetic radio wave and microwave pulse mind warfare and how it has great advantages in that its desired subjects or populations have no knowledge of the procedure being implemented. This is all in secret. We have been lied to, and we have been poisoned by our own scientists and governments and military representation here in this country and worldwide. On page two, it talks about mind control. Chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has already been achieved over the past 20 years of implementation with this purpose in mind, and is achieved by deliberate overt introduction through exposure or consumption on behalf of the population's base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, and chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. Goes on, the following will outline the mind control procedures from post-World War II to present, and the objectives of this briefing, the Aquarius briefing, is to make all the COM personnel and some population bases in civilian structure aware of the project's plan for full implementation. And this was back between 1990 and 1995. And I can assure you, the methods and the patents have long since been further developed, and most everyone is in some type of mind-controlled reality. Because we have people that don't understand what's going on, they're voting because they believe that we have a representative government. That is mind control, because they're keeping us enslaved and non-productive to the realities of what we live in, called USA Inc., which is listed on Dun & Bradstreet. We're traded as a corporation. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It is run by a foreign international banking cartel. We have phony fiat currency that has enslaved us and indebted us for millennium here. So we are in a situation of such great betrayal. And when I go over these documents and I hear myself telling you all of this, it's hard for me to imagine that we could be living in this country that is trying to kill us and steal our land, reduce our access to resources under UN Agenda 21, 2030, 35, et cetera, reduce the population by millions, 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 and steal our land. And we were watching the indigenous American tribal communities being forced into reservations. Well, I just found a recent newly agenda from FEMA. So just so you know, I've already covered this, but I'll just go over it for a moment because you've already got the idea of the planned chemical sedation of the population. And this is amping up the individual lone wolves that we're seeing because they're triggered. This is a massive global mind control situation that we face. And there are sleeper cells everywhere just waiting to be targeted and brought into action, where their minds are swiped and they have no prior knowledge of what was done or what they did. And that is a very, very heartbreaking situation for these folks. You hear many people say they heard voices in their head, and then you'll hear the news report saying this person is mentally ill. No. They have been mind-controlled. Understand that, because I've talked with targeted individuals for decades now, and what has been done to them by our government and by patents and mind control and boots on the ground and directed energy weapons such as death rays and other types of frequencies is unconscionable. And it happens in every city, in every single state, throughout the United States and worldwide. So we don't live in the land of the free and the home of the brave as we would like to believe, and how we've been psychologically imprisoned into believing. So let's talk about some patents. I recently found a patent that was done in the 70s by the military, where they were using monkeys and extremely low frequencies. And after spending a tremendous amount of money building a specific building and a lab and taking our tax monies and subjecting these monkeys at long durations of extremely low frequencies, they found that they gained weight. So then they, of course, understood that they could cause weight gain throughout the United States by extremely low frequencies. Look what that discovery has done. It's made the majority of us fat and overweight. It's caused untold illnesses. People are not performing to their total ability because of how they feel. Certainly, as a result of creating fat out of extremely low frequencies, they've created an entire business of weight control, gyms, pills, poisons, you name it, by extremely low frequencies. Did you know that? Did you know that in some of the eye drops that they disperse to people for glaucoma and other types of drops have beta blockers in it, diminishing their sex drive? And then they're able to sell those people Viagra. Yes, in eye drops, beta blockers. Who knew? But now you do. So we also know, and when I was doing the program with Dr. Jack a couple of days ago that I've referred you to watch, Dr. Jack was certainly very much aware of many years ago of the biological creation of AIDS. And he went over that on that show. And I was just really stunned of all of the consequences that have come to us as a result of the bioweapons and the lab-created destruction of our immune systems and what it has done, everything from fibromyalgia to autism, you name it. But you need to go and listen to that show. So here is some CIA and NSA mind control patents. I'm just going to go over some of what the topics are. They have behavioral modification and mind control patents, methods and device for producing a desired brain state. So in other words, they can create your mood, change your mood, and make you do things that you normally would not do. There's also the interoral electronic tracking device, and they say that it's improved, it's stealthy, it's non-surgical, it's biocompatible electronic tracking device, is proved in which a housing is placed interorally. The housing contains microcircuitry, and the microcircuitry comprises a receiver. Now, I could go on that particular patent, but I want to tell you all this. Many of you listening may be looking to have teeth implants, and the methodology behind that is using titanium rods for the teeth implant procedure. It's just very, very important to check in with your oral surgeon, which won't know what you're going to hear right now anyway, but that these titanium implants conduct frequency. They're antennas in your mouth. Many people have had to have their implants removed because it causes bone and gum recession, because it is an antenna. Now, when I researched this deeper and I was talking to Dr. Jack, I became very much aware of why they're putting titanium rods in our mouth for teeth implant. And I know this is going to be hard to understand, but I will just give you a sliver of what I found out. This is going to hook us up to telemedicine so that we are remotely delivered health aids remotely. Soon we will have no more doctors or hospitals for that matter. They're going to treat us in our homes remotely, tele-everything. This was told to us many, many years ago. And as I see this unfolding, I wished I could have wrapped my head around what that meant back then. But certainly I couldn't see what that meant back then. But they talk about many methods and the use of broadcasting audible sounds using ultrasonic sounds as a carrier. And people are hearing voices to skull. This is pretty much common and old technology that has been around for a very, very long time. But one of the technologies and patents that I was stunned at reading initially And I will tell you what that is right now. It is a brainwave monitor and analyzer. When the brainwave pattern of an individual is detected from the use of one or more numerous types of detectors, such as a satellite, a drone, your brainwave signals can be sent to a monitor with a computer. Your brainwave patterns are interpreted through a brainwave vocabulary that records the thoughts, your thoughts, into words. NSA monitors the brainwaves of their targets by satellite, drone, and they decode the evoked potentials using milliwatts and hertz that the brain emits. So using lasers, satellites, drones, and high-powered computers, the agencies have now gained the ability to decipher human thoughts and form a considerable and from a considerable distance almost instantaneously. So if you think you have free will, if you think you are privately thinking about things in your mind, you're not. You're not. This is pre-crime. This has already been launched in all of our major cities. And you will be detained, and you will be found out if you hold thoughts, because they can detect and decipher your thinking. Did you know that? So much for the home of the free and the land of the brave. In fact, it was mentioned recently that for all of the intrusion that people might be feeling about refugees coming into the country, they have no idea that they're coming into a country that is going to kill them, just like the country is killing us, because they have an illusion of what this country is, I'm so sad to say. But I want to bring in the forced relocation into FEMA-designated kill zones. I always wondered, how would they force us out of our homes, out of our neighborhoods, into FEMA camps? And you may have thought that, too. Well, you'll have guns. You won't allow it. It won't happen. Well, it will, and here's how it's going to, because I found the plans. What they're doing with the weather weapon capability is they're absolutely trouncing on all of the water infrastructure in all of our cities and the sewage infrastructure. Most of the infrastructure was built over 75 years ago, and it cannot withstand the type of weather weapons that we face and that the structures are facing. Now, we're coming into a break, and when we come out the other side, I'm going to talk about the different cities that they're already going to abandon. You will be stunned.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.